Tuesday's meeting of the HIV/AIDS and STDs Working Group focused on a disturbing statistic.
Leon County is number one in the state for chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis.
That's Annalise Martin, an FSU doctoral student assisting the work group with research. In addition to gathering statistics from the Florida Department of Health, the work group plans to find out if universities can provide self-tracked STD statistics. And state health department workers say universities are certainly a great place to look.
You know, you got to understand, you got 20,000 to 25,000 students coming in each year to Leon County. And, you know, that's where rates actually jumps up because of that certain type of population.
Dale Harrison is the Florida Health Department's director of the STD program for the 14-county region that includes Leon County. He says all health providers, including university clinics, must report STD infections to the state. But the state only breaks down its statistics by age, gender, race, and area code, not by individual health provider. But he says the rates among 18 to 24-year-olds are the highest of any group, which also points to students. But as Annalise Martin told the work group, students don't completely explain the worrisome numbers.
And so, again, there's something unique about Leon County that is making it higher than other places that have universities like Gainesville.
At future meetings, the work group is also planning to address the disparity between HIV rates among people of different races in Leon County. For instance, black women are 15 times more likely than white women to be infected. All of the findings will be presented to the Commission on the Status of Women and Girls this fall. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.